the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday before the Nativity of our Lord. And this Sunday is dedicated to the Holy Fathers, who were the ancestors of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Fathers who established our divine services chose the Gospels for each Sunday of the year. And so this Sunday, the Gospel has a deliberate purpose, something important for us to each learn about. And, of course, this is the Sunday of the Begats, you know, where we have a lot of Begats. But it really traces the family tree of our Lord in terms of his earthly family through his mother, Mary. Because, actually, even though it says in the Gospel that this was Joseph, well, Joseph and Mary were both, of the lineage of David. So, in a sense, tracing, even though Joseph wasn't Christ's father, nevertheless, they trace the lineage through, you know, his mother as well. So it comes out the same. Archbishop Andrew Raymarenko relates this to the original fall of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, that all these ancestors of Christ and all mankind were waiting for the coming of the Savior who would restore our fallen nature and unite us to God and his heavenly kingdom. And so as we prepare for the Nativity in just a few days, we are very much like these ancestors of Christ who also waited with faith and hope for Christ's coming. So we know that at the time of the fall, Adam and Eve and their descendants, you know, brought about the fall, and then everyone who died had to wait for the coming of Christ. So they weren't able to, even if they were righteous, even Abraham and others, were not really able to join Christ in the kingdom of heaven, but they had to sort of wait until this. So they had to wait a very long time, and so there was this expectation, and that's really appropriate for this particular Sunday because we're waiting for the coming of Christ in this coming nativity. And yet, while many of these ancestors of Christ were very righteous, many of them were also great sinners. And nonetheless, they repented, like, for example, King David, who, you know, sinned but then repented. And so they were made worthy of the kingdom of heaven. And so our Lord, in taking on human nature and flesh, did not disdain to come among sinners, even in his ancestral tree. So the Lord didn't just descend from the mighty kings and royalty and nobles of the world. He came from all walks of life, all these different people. But the thing they had in common is that they all repented. And this is good news for us, because if God had come only to be with the righteous, then what hope would we have? So in these last days, we are waiting for the second coming of our Lord, when he will wipe away evil from the face of the earth and establish his kingdom forever. But until that day comes, we must also deal with the present. And so the Holy Church gives us all that we need to prepare for Christ's coming. We can taste of his heavenly kingdom and be united with him right now by taking of the holy mysteries of his body and blood in the sacrament of communion. This is when heaven and earth comes together, and we talked about this earlier, where the great feasts of the church is a time when heaven and earth come together, and they meet, as it were. And so we can be present at that meeting, and if we've, you know, prepared ourselves, we can really enter into a much fuller experience of this. And so we are called to pray and to fast and to do good works and confess our sins and all the things that the church offers us to prepare ourselves so that we can receive this sacrament worthily. St. Paul in the epistle says of these ancestors of Christ that they without us should not be made perfect, because they too are part of Christ's body, his holy church, both in heaven and on earth. So we are not alone. Even though we might feel sometimes that practicing our Orthodox Christian faith may make us feel different from others and from the world at times, this is exactly how these ancestors of Christ felt too, that they were sometimes strangers in this world. You know, we know that Orthodox Christianity is very much in the minority here in America. You know, that it's, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's rather a small percentage. Although around the world, in other countries, you know, it's much more in the majority in Russia or Eastern Europe or places like that. Someone once asked St. Herman of Alaska how he could stand being alone all the time and isolated as he was, living on remote Spruce Island. This is a little tiny island just off the coast of Kodiak Island, you know, which is in the Aleutians of the Alaskan chain. And he replied, well, how can I be lonely? I have God and his holy saints and angels with me always, which is quite a profound statement. We, too, are part of a heavenly community of those who love God. And while this temporal life is fleeting and quickly passes, one day we hope to be united with them for all eternity in the kingdom of heaven. So let us look forward with hope and faith to Christ's holy nativity when he will be born within the manger of our hearts. Let us make ready by offering him a place in our life, in our minds and hearts. And let us be united to Christ through his holy birth. Glory be to our God. Glory be to God.